Let's see. Number 9 in this teaching is that you're now at a place when you begin to connect with people that you need to inquire about their interest, their ability, their willingness to be of help with what you're doing. The request may be for prayer, it may be for financial support, it may be for resources, it may be for a special favor, but this is the place where you're saying, you know, will you help me? Will you consider helping me or helping us with the work that we're doing? And this is an important part because if people don't know that you're actually wanting them to assist you, you know, they're going to maybe sometimes miss it. So there's a place to clearly communicate, you know, what it is that they can do to help you. And so, again, is it monthly support you're looking for? Is it annual support? Is it to help with a specific project? Are they going to maybe help you with a service? Are they going to provide some labor? Are they going to provide some skill? What is it that they have that potentially can help your ministry? And as you communicate that and as you ask them to consider helping, you know what? That's when suddenly God begins to take this vision that you had, this passion for ministry, and the work that you're doing and connect some other people into it, and together you all move forward. But there's a place where you do need to say to folks, can you help me? Do you remember Elijah when he talked to the widow in 1 Kings 17? You know, he said, from what you have, first make something for me. He inquired of her to help him. She had a little something, and it wasn't even very much. But Elijah clearly communicated what the need was. And he invited that widow to help. And from the little that she had, she took it and she shared it with him. And God ultimately blessed her resources, her remaining resources, and provided for her. When David gathered the leaders, he said, you know, who will stand with me? Who will commit themselves to the Lord on this day? And he challenged them to also commit. And in his situation, he actually told them what he was going to give. And he said, who's going to join me? So there was that place of invitation where David invited them to participate. When Moses gathered the people and talked about the tabernacle, then he said, whoever's heart moves them, they are to give. So he invited them, if God is stirring your heart, if God is warming your heart, then give to this project. And the Bible says that they went away and they began to bring their gifts, bring their offerings. And you know what happened? The Bible says that so much came in that the people were forced to stop giving. Imagine that, forced to stop giving because they had given so much. With Hezekiah in his day, he challenged the people to be givers, to be faithful, faithful givers. And the Bible says that the people responded to that invitation, and literally the resources that were brought in were piled up in heaps. It took months to count them. And so there is a place as a Christian leader where you need to invite people to engage and to give resources into the work that's going on. And God will bring the increase and God will cause it to grow and God will get the glory, but you'll be part of that journey and the people you invite will be part of that journey so that in their lifetime, they're making a difference in the kingdom of God. In their generation, they're serving the Lord with you. So you need to have that place, just like the other Bible characters I just mentioned, where you invite them into that journey and God moves in their heart and exciting things begin to happen.